A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off every plan. Terms and conditions apply.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors, as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging with 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
On Reddit, true crime doesn't come from journalists. It comes from the victims, the witnesses, and sometimes the suspects themselves.
Every Tuesday on Crimes of Reddit, we read these posts out loud.
I'm Sabrina DiAnaroga.
And I'm Alexis Linkletter. One of us brings the story, the other goes in blind, reacting in real time, just like you.
New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Crimes of Reddit, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Scheiben Jewelers will be offering 0% financing for 5 years and exclusive savings on any Verragio engagement or wedding ring purchase. Scheiben Jewelers is bringing you hundreds of new engagement and wedding ring styles to explore with one-on-one guidance from Scheiben Jewelers bridal experts to help you find the perfect ring. RSVP today at ScheibenJewelers.com. Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's bridal destination for over 50 years.
Broadcasting from the 93.3 The Fan Studios, fueled by True North Convenience Stores, Jaguars, Browns.
Judy got it at the 30, almost picked off. How did Jerry Judy catch that ball?
Kickoff at 1 o'clock Sunday on the radio home of the Cleveland Browns, WKRK-FM and HD1 Cleveland Heights.
Time out!
We are Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan in Odyssey Sports Station.
92.3 The Fan.
Head coach Don Monken raising some eyebrows on Monday by saying that some plays could be designed for rookie quarterback Taylen Green for Sunday's game against the Jaguars. This morning, while chatting with Ken Anthony here on 92.3 The Fan, the coach reaffirmed, yep, it could happen.
Well, I think anybody that makes our 53-man roster, you're looking at, on a given game day, could we utilize their skill set to give us a chance to win? And he falls into that category. We saw a little of that in training camp. Certainly saw it on his video from the past in college and saw the plays he made against the Patriots. So at least gives us a little bit of a thought, well, maybe we can utilize some of that early in the season.
Browns off today, back to practice tomorrow in Berea. The Browns will kick off the regular season Sunday down in Jacksonville. Catch the game right here on 92.3 The Fan. New England Patriots kicking off the 2026 regular season tomorrow night against Seattle. Pats will feature the highest paid cornerback in the NFL. Reports in New England coming to terms with Christian Gonzalez on a 4-year extension worth $135 million and $102 million of that guaranteed. Guardians continue their series in Baltimore tonight after losing the opener on Monday 6-4. Nathaniel Lowe made it close with a 3-run homer at the top of the ninth. Tanner Bibee gets the start for the Guardians as the righty comes into the contest with a record of 5-15. A 4.06 ERA. Guardians hoping that Chase DeLauder could be back in the lineup tonight against Baltimore. The rookie has missed the last 3 games, sprained right wrist. On Monday, Skipper Steve Bump did say DeLauder was feeling better, considered still day-to-day when healthy DeLauder's batted .294, 13 homers, 60 runs batted in. Can I find 92.3 The Fan on YouTube? Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Get the best content from our shows each and every weekday. That's 92.3 The Fan on YouTube. Headline sports news every 20 minutes right here on 92.3 The Fan. From the University Hospital Sports Desk, I'm Jeff Thomas. Up next time for Baskin and Phelps here on 92.3 The Fan.
Only place for Browns news on your way into work. The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima. Weekday mornings starting at 6 a.m. 92.3 The Fan. Talk sports with guys in the know.
It's embarrassing. I mean, are they not embarrassed?
It's time for Baskin and Phelps. Cleveland's Sports Radio. 92.3 The Fan.
Welcome to game week. The NFL season is back. You need proof? They're playing tomorrow night. How about that?
Tomorrow night. That's unbelievable.
Seahawks-Patriots, rematch of the Super Bowl. And then on Thursday, the guys are in Australia, Rams and Niners. completely different travel thoughts there. Niners went over a week early. Rams are still, they're not even, I don't think they've left yet.
Or are they leaving today? I think they were leaving today.
But because of the time change, they end up there a day late, whatever it is.
It's because they did it last year when they went to England, and they realized that for them that worked. So
Well, now they're going halfway around the world. Although from L.A., who knows? Welcome to Basket of Phelps. I'm Jeff Phelps. My buddy over here is Andy Basket.
Good morning. Hope you had a good long weekend. Hope everybody had a good long weekend.
Yeah, did next to nothing. So that was good.
Be nice to have it back, you know. Oh, I could just take a Michigan second and have it back. Isn't that awesome?
Wow.
All we need is Wayne and Garth, right?
We're going to
talk. Oh, no, let's go back a second.
We're going to talk about that coming up later in the show. It seemed as if the Western Michigan Broncos got the old heave-ho, if you know what I mean. They've since said, no, we didn't.
Oh, you're right. The
president of the university said that, no, there was nothing underhanded.
Well, you know why. Come on, man. I mean,
because they got a $1 million check?
Oh, no, they got a $3 million check because they can play him again in, 2 years and 29. And I think they got 400 tickets to go to with the game. And, you know, it's easy when you can get, for $3 million, would you be able to overlook taking the clock back by a second? Having the referee say, please reset the clock to 9 seconds, maybe a running into the kicker, maybe a really bad face mask call that didn't get called. Yeah, I guess for $3 million, I can forget all those things.
Well, regardless, the Broncos represented themselves well.
They did.
Congratulations to the folks in Kalamazoo and the Mid-American Conference offices right here in downtown Cleveland.
There you go.
Browns head coach Todd Monken has the day off.
He's chilling.
But if you're the head coach of a National Football League team, there is no such thing as time off, Andy.
There isn't?
No. Todd was on with our morning show this morning, and the boys asked Todd all kinds of questions. And Todd's getting ready to coach his first NFL game as a head coach, you know, the first one that matters. And that's a cool thing. It's nice that he took time to talk to the boys. We appreciate that very much. It was nice of him. Big topic of conversation, Andy.
Big.
Quarterbacks.
Oh, what a shocker.
Doesn't that stun you?
What a shocker.
I know. It's stunning, isn't it? Well, that was obviously a huge issue when Todd took the job. It was a huge issue in the offseason. It was a huge issue in OTAs. It was a huge issue in training camp and in the preseason, and it's still a huge issue now. Todd came to the conclusion after all that Deshaun Watson was going to be his starting quarterback. And Todd has said numerous things about that. He started with, no, this is not a week-to-week. He said at the time, he gives us the best chance to move the ball and score points. I'll remember those words.
Yes.
And then he said, no, it's not week-to-week.
Correct.
And since then, he's been saying, he gives us the best chance to win on the road in Jacksonville in game one. So he's kind of
tweaked. I wonder why he backed off.
I don't know. Well, I don't know if he did or if he's just tweaked the message or what.
When he made the first statement, it was Sean is the man, and he is the man for the entire season, unless something crazy happens.
Well, he talked to the morning boys, Ken and Anthony, and they asked him what actually led to Deshaun earning that starting job.
It was the full body of work. I think that was probably it. Each of the quarterbacks, all four of them, had moments where you thought, okay, it's pretty good. And there were moments that, you know, weren't nearly what we had hoped for. But the other thing was operating on the road in Jacksonville led us to that.
There's the Jacksonville specific again.
Meaning that this game is on the road and that's why he's better off. That's why we're better off starting him. Is that...
To me I want to hear the word cadence come out of his mouth, as we've heard way too many times. Maybe, you know, we've heard this. Deshaun is significantly further ahead than Shador at getting the team to the line of scrimmage and getting the ball snapped.
Yeah. That's how low the bar is?
And then, well, that's what we've heard, isn't it?
I mean, we're talking about deciding a quarterback based on how you break the huddle?
Maybe Shador does a better job.
Oh, look at that.
I keep getting these nasty phone calls that just keep ringing, and I always forget to silence the thing.
Yeah, you do.
Sorry. You get those crank calls all the time?
No, spam. I live in spam.
Yeah, I do too. I'm curious to see how it plays out, because it feels like he didn't back off, but he left himself a door that he can escape through.
I mean, there's always a door. If a quarterback goes out and plays horrible on any given week, you can say, we're going to the bullpen.
He can do anything he wants, right?
I do think, though, it's interesting that the first part about what you brought up was just the whole, he sounded like he was all in on Deshaun.
Yeah.
And I know we talked about the fans this morning, but you got to feel like there's some pressure, right?
Yeah.
There's got to be some kind of pressure that if Deshaun, I mean, if Deshaun's throwing the ball on the ground, and it looks like the injuries that he's had over the last year or two or five are created.
Or that he's lost it.
That are hampering him from moving the team down the field. I mean, that's the bar he set. The bar was Deshaun can move the ball down the field better than any other quarterback on this team. That's what he said.
Yep.
Right?
You mentioned the fans, Andy. After the first preseason game at home when Deshaun got booed and it was ugly, and then afterwards he said some things, Monken was asked by the Morning Boys, did he consider the fan reaction and what might happen when he named Deshaun Watson the starter?
No, because the fans just want us to win and play good football. I do understand some of the frustration. I do think that, unfortunately, it's viewed a little bit like hate and hope. The fans really just want hope. You know, Deshaun, over the years that he's been here, has frustrated the fans and certainly himself in terms of wanting to play better.
That makes perfect sense. I get that. And he's right. No, because the fans just want to see the team play really well. Before we comment further, let's hear the next comment, because this is Monken's reaction to Watson's issues with the fans after the Bills game when he made those comments.
I looked at it more along the lines of a speed bump and just a blip on the radar more than the norm of what I had seen over the course of the 5 months being here in terms of his confidence, how hard he's worked to get back to where he's at today. And he did. He came to me right after that. Him and I had a good conversation. He said, I'm not sure I handled that the right way, but I did have things that were on my heart.
He has the luxury of only having a five-month history with all this, right? And we, unfortunately, swallow or swim in the misery
4 years
of
plus.
Everything that's happened here with, you know, watching a quarterback go and play well somewhere else, and then bringing in a quarterback you thought was going to do all this great stuff and didn't, and then giving away draft picks on top of that. And then being, the recipients of watching what might be one of the worst contracts in the history of the NFL right there in front of your eyes, where it hindered you from making other moves and trying to maneuver or bring in a different quarterback. So he has the luxury of only having 5 months history in this thing, and he's using it to the full advantage.
That's well said by you, by the way. It is a luxury of, he can look at, I know there was some questioning when Todd said he didn't go back and look at old tape of Deshaun, or I'm sure he has, but he just didn't study it. You know why? That might not be the guy that he's looking at in practice every day.
It doesn't do him any good to.
No, it doesn't, does it?
Because that's not the same guy.
And
Deshaun knows it. I mean, Deshaun knows that. I mean, even if he was a 10-time Super Bowl MVP quarterback, he still wouldn't be the same today as he was back then.
Right.
It's just
everybody
ages,
changes, right, evolves, and he's been through an awful lot, injury-wise and otherwise. And I get why Todd might have done that and might have not bothered, because, all right, here's what I have to work with now, and this is what I have to work with. So I'm not even going to think, hey, we can do this with him, because maybe we can't do that with him anymore. Last thought from Monken on Deshaun Watson. Can he get past all of those comments against Buffalo? Because remember, third game of the season is right here in town, home opener.
Mm-hmm.
What's he going to do in that game? And here's what Todd had to say.
I needed to get this off my chest. It's over. I just want to go out there and play great football. I've worked awfully hard to get back. And I believe him. I believe in the only way you're going to get the best out of your players is to have a verbal contract that says, I've got your back. I've got your back. I got you. And that's what we've done with Deshaun, and we look forward to playing this weekend.
What's a verbal contract worth? Not as much as a contract on paper, right?
That is correct.
So,
however, if you're a coach and you're a first-time head coach and you want these guys to follow you, lead, and you want to lead them, and you want them to listen, your word better be just as valuable as a, you know, signature on a piece of paper. Maybe even more so.
But what is your, I mean, when the boss comes downstairs and says, hey, we're paying all this money, we're not getting anything, and we're not getting any even adequate offensive play, and you're going to stick with this? I don't know. Ask Kevin Stefanski. What did it mean there? Like, things went sideways there, and I don't know that Kevin had the ultimate call on who the quarterback was. At least it didn't feel that way.
Yeah, maybe.
They, you know, they sent the veterans out.
If he had the call, Joe Flacco might have played a long time.
I just think Todd's in a position where he's, you know, if he is on a 5-year deal, which I, you know, rumblings about, that, you know, if he is, then he doesn't get, like, I think the reason people like Todd is because they think he doesn't care about what other people think. He knows that he wants to win. He knows he wants to win now. He knows that he broke the odds by becoming a head coach at his age, first-time head coach in the NFL.
Doesn't happen very often.
No, it doesn't. So he's busted through the odds, and he's going Frank Sinatra, man. He's going to do it his way. So, right?
He's going to
do it his way. And I don't – I believe – because the only way you could, and I'll double down on that, because, you know, fans thought what Deshaun said was ridiculous. He thinks it was a bump in the road. Right? He thinks it's a bump in the road.
And I give Todd credit for that, because he didn't make a big deal about it. Okay, we're going to have to get over this. And in his mind, they have.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors, as early as stage 1, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging with 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
He needs someone that can go out and win. I know we're all sitting here going, well, it doesn't matter if they win or not. It's all about the draft pick. It's all about getting a quarterback who's in college. Hey, did you watch all those games on Saturday? Did you see who the next Browns quarterback can be on Saturday? From a fan's perspective,
yeah,
I think that's the way we see it. He's got to see it as, all right, I've got a guy that might be able to take us down the field against Jacksonville.
If it doesn't go well against Jacksonville and then against Tampa, you know, fans are going to be screaming for Shedeur Sanders. And probably rightfully so. Todd's thoughts on Shedeur coming up next on Baskin and Phelps.
Donnie, do you see all these wedding bands?
No, all I see are anniversary bands.
Very funny. Come on, tell everyone about the wedding band event.
Sure, I'll tell everybody about the anniversary band event we're having.
3 days only, September 10th through the 12th.
Man, you're really stuck on this today. I know it doesn't matter whether it's your first wedding band or if you're adding an anniversary band. It's still going to be 20% off. That means you can finally get the anniversary band for your anniversary, so you don't get that, oh, you forgot again look. To book an appointment, go to mydbj.com. That's mydbj.com. We have experienced bridal specialists that actually know what they're doing, unlike you.
Wow. Hurtful. Try and keep the gloves up. Join us September 10th through the 12th for 20% off wedding bands and anniversary bands.
Now you're catching on. Only at
Making Every Moment Count, Don Bass Jewelers.
Ugh. Constipation with belly pain back again.
Huh? Who are you?
I'm future you.
Future me?
Relax, our doctor figured it out. Your symptoms keep coming back because it's irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. And Linzess could help you get ahead of it.
Linzess Linaclotide is the number one prescribed branded treatment for IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily prescription pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
And Doug.
Oh, what a horrible call. Hey, ref, open your eyes.
Ref, you're really not going to call that? Come on.
Hey, ref. Why didn't you customize your car insurance with Liberty Mutual and save money?
I don't think you get what we're doing.
Sure I do. We're all just giving him advice. You guys on sports, me on saving money.
Nope, that's not it.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Hey, everybody, it's Anthony Lima for Surfside. Now, there are few things better in life than being out on the golf course and enjoying the Surfside iced tea and vodka. It is incredible all golf season long. No better drink to enjoy on the course. It's light and refreshing, made with premium vodka and real brewed tea. Only 100 calories, 2 grams of sugar, and zero bubbles. That's right, no carbonation. Cheers to hitting the fairway and cheers to Surfside. Surfside iced tea and vodka, sunshine in a can, 21 and over. Please drink responsibly.
Drafts plus high utility bills? Ooh, that's an equation homeowners often struggle with, especially if they have old windows. The good news is Window Nation can help you find the best solution this fall, and they'll do the math for you. Add 4 new windows, 4 free windows, and lower energy bills together, and you've got one affordable replacement window project. Plus, add 0 money down, 0 payments, and 0 interest together. Multiply it by 2 whole years, and you've got a whole lot of savings right now. Visit WindowNation.com today. Window Nation, the real deal.
Onyx, I keep having stomach issues. Please make me a doctor's appointment.
Okay. Are you suffering from diarrhea, bloating, gas, or oily stools? If so, you may want to ask your doctor if it could actually be a problem with your pancreas, called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI.
My pancreas? How is EPI treated?
A prescription medicine like Creon, pancrelipase, is used to treat people who can't digest food normally because their pancreas doesn't make enough enzymes. Creon is the number one prescribed treatment for EPI.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you are allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon. You can learn more at 1-800-633-9110.
Before your appointment, visit creoninfo.com. That's CREONinfo.com.
Drink up, baby. Fantasy Football Happy Hour is here to get you wins and have some laughs. Matthew Berry here, and my podcast, Fantasy Football Happy Hour, has the sleepers, busts, and starts and advice you need to win your league. We're diving into the tape, we're crunching the numbers to bring you sleepers, busts, weekly starts and advice. Whether you're defending a title or desperately avoiding last place, I've got you covered every single weekday. The bar is open. It's Fantasy Football Happy Hour with Matthew Berry, wherever you get your podcasts.
In your weeknight with the best segments of the day. The Fan Rewind, weeknights at 11.
92.3 The Fan, 2020 Sports. And Browns head coach Todd Monken has said there's a chance there could be some plays designed for rookie quarterback Taylen Green. In chatting with Ken Anthony today here on 92.3 The Fan, the coach, if there's a group discussion about stuff like this.
Not really. I mean, we really don't have that discussion. That's really between Andrew and I and who we see being up. And it does. Special teams do play a part of that, as do special situations in a given game. And that all comes into play.
Browns off today. Back to practice tomorrow in Berea. The Browns going to kick off the regular season Sunday in Jacksonville. Catch the game right here on 92.3 The Fan. Guardians continue their series in Baltimore tonight after losing the opener on Monday 6-4. Nathaniel Lowe made a close 3-run homer in the top of the ninth, but not good enough. Tanner Bibee on the hill for the Guardians this evening. The righty comes in at 5-15, a 4.06 ERA. Guardians hoping that Chase DeLauder can be back in the lineup tonight against the Orioles. Rookies missed the last 3 games, sprained right hand. On Monday, skipper Stephen Vogt did say DeLauder was feeling better, but still considered day-to-day. day when healthy DeLauder batting .294, 13 homers. He's driven in 60 runs. Good news for the LA Dodgers. Shohei Ohtani returned to the lineup last night. Ohtani had missed four games with an assortment of injuries. Ohtani is batting again, but the superstar admits he likely will not pitch again in 2026. Want to catch highlights from The Fan from earlier today? Get over to 923thefan.com or favorite 923 The Fan on the Odyssey app for all today's headline segments. Headline sports news every 20 minutes right here on 923 The Fan. From the University Hospital Sports Desk, I'm Jeff Thomas.
Coming up at 11 o'clock, Mary Kay Cabot from the ThePlainDealerCleveland.com is going to join. Anxious to talk to her on the final Tuesday before the start of the regular season. I'm Jeff Phelps. My buddy over here is Andy Baskin. We're listening to some of the things Todd Monken said to the boys on the morning show. I just finished up talking about Deshaun Watson, but Dale in Westlake wants to chime in on that. Hi, Dale.
What up, Dale?
Hey, how you guys doing?
All right.
First time caller. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm calling because, number one, I think that Deshaun Watson, even though he hasn't performed to the best of his abilities, he's still shown us that he is extremely capable. And so I think after, you know, the outcry from the entire fan base, people at home cheering as he gets injured, it's just awful. And now I think that if he comes back even 1-1, I mean, I really think they need to consider another max contract extension. Guaranteed, because I just think people are ungrateful, and I really think he's going to make people eat their words.
There's just no way. It's insane.
Dale, are you related to Deshaun?
It's not happening.
Yeah,
you're going to lock yourself up for $200 million.
That's not going to happen. None of us think that Deshaun will be back here next year. Is that fair?
Financially, it doesn't matter. If even he wins the Super Bowl this year, I don't know if he's back next year. At $200
million?
With a poison pill on that contract?
Yeah.
No way.
I wouldn't think that's the case. And then, of course, you have the draft picks in 2027. The guy sitting in the way of that, who everybody thought, well, maybe this is his chance to show that he is starting quarterback caliber and that the team doesn't need to draft one in 2027. Couldn't beat out Deshaun Watson. And that's Shedeur Sanders. And Todd Monken, you know, we've all seen the video from Shador's crew when he walked into Todd's office and Todd said, hey, we tried to draft you and it looked like old buddies being reunited and everything else. Well, Todd apparently liked Shedeur, just didn't choose him to be the starting quarterback. But he had this to say about his improvement.
I've been super impressed with his improvement from the moment I got here, how far he's come in terms of our operation, understanding the offense, his diligence, his ability to ask questions, open himself up to not, I don't understand. Please tell me what I need to do to be a great player.
Okay, that's what you, if you're a coach, isn't that how you want to feel about one of your guys?
Yes.
Especially a quarterback, if you're a quarterback coach and you've been an offensive coordinator, you know, and you've dealt with that position. That's all, that's great. Yes?
Yeah, I just...
Makes you wonder, though, all right, what didn't you see? What did you see from Deshaun? What didn't you see from Shedeur?
So here's one of the problems I have is that when they asked him, he was asked multiple times, why you think you're better now during camp than you were ending the season.
Yeah.
And he just never really had an answer.
No, I never did.
No, he'd say, well, 10 things. And I'd be like, just how about just pick one? Go, you know what? I'm better at
release. Let's discuss something.
I'm better at reading a defense. I can see the defense better when we break the huddle. I have a better feel. Nothing. He would be like, all right, I'm better at 10 things. I was like, okay. It's not a really hard question either. Yeah, I worked with my trainer, and we worked on arm strength. We worked on
foot speed.
Yeah, foot speed, just something.
Yeah,
it was one little thing, and there was just no answer.
Right, it was kind of strange.
Yeah, a couple times he was asked that question.
So he's sitting now as the, we're assuming he's the number two quarterback. We're going to get to that in a second. Mm-hmm. But Todd, speaking with the Morning Boys today, was asked about Shadur handling not being the number one guy.
Fair.
I think he's on the right track, and he does understand we're playing the long game here. Is he really looking at short term, or are you looking at you want to make a career of this and continue to improve? And I think he's done that.
Does that sound like a coach who's actually trying to develop a player, Andy, rather than rush him onto the field? It does to me. Playing the long game here.
Well, it's easier to say that than to say, yeah, we just need to start.
Hey, get beat out.
And what is the long game? Is the long game to
there's a good question.
Kirk Cousins and be a guy that makes a ton of money and doesn't really have to, you know?
Well, in order to make a ton of money, at some point you're going to have to get on the field and play well.
Right. But, you know, is the long game for him to be a backup quarterback for his career? Plenty of those guys.
Nothing wrong with that.
Plenty of those guys making a lot of money, too.
Great way to make a living.
What is the long game? The long game is week three, though. I think that's what fans believe here.
Gosh,
the long game here is week three. Fans think Deshaun probably isn't going to be able to get her done weeks one and week two. The knucklehead that called us at the beginning of the segment thinks that he's going to make everybody eat their words. Okay. I don't need him to eat. I don't need to eat my words. I just want to see him move the team down the field, the way Todd Monken said. That's all I'm asking for. Doesn't have to be great. Doesn't have to throw the ball 50 yards in the air. If he can move the team down the field and do something this team hasn't been able to do for the last year, score more than, 14, 15 points a game?
Yeah.
Then you'll win me over. Get to 21, and then let me think that the defense lost the game for you. If you didn't win it, I'll buy that. But it's not. I'm content thinking that this is going to be a learning curve. We're going to see some guys that are going to grow this season because they're going to get a ton of playing time, especially young rookies, and get ready for the draft. And I hate to be this way the week first before the first game, but I just think I think the majority of Browns fans are in that realistic seat that I'm sitting in.
I'm hard pressed to disagree with you on that. At this point, we just need to see what they put on the field and see what that looks like and see what they think it's going to be. Do we not? I mean, isn't...
Yeah, just go play.
Then we can all do some assessing and watching and looking and thinking about it. There's another aspect
to
this.
What's Deshaun Watson going to look like for four quarters?
Yeah, I don't know.
After being hurt and injured?
I don't know.
Is he going to make people eat his words? I don't think so.
I don't know. I hope so. I hope so. That'd be great.
It would be. It's an unbelievable comeback story if he can do that.
Yeah. Todd, in his press conference, means that they work on Monday, off on Tuesday, and then back at it on Wednesday up to game time.
Wait, what about fly to Europe? Is that anywhere in there? Normal schedule?
I don't believe. Or Australia.
Yeah.
I don't believe that's in there. But yesterday, when he had his media availability, Todd was asked about Taylen Green and if there's a possibility that they could have a package for him. And he didn't say very much at all, but it turned into big-time headlines, which I thought was a little interesting and maybe a little jumping the gun and maybe interpreting some things, because it you saw all over the place, Taylen could be active as the number two quarterback. There could be a package. They have all three guys available. And I personally, I'd be stunned if Taylen Green is the number two quarterback and active on Sunday and Shadur is the emergency quarterback. That one doesn't make sense to me. But the Morning Boys, as they should have and glad they did, asked Todd, could Taylen Green actually see action in Jacksonville on Sunday?
Well, I think anybody that makes our 53-man roster, you're looking at, on a given game day, could we utilize their skill set to give us a chance to win? And he falls into that category. We saw a little of that in training camp. Certainly saw it on his video from the past in college and saw the plays he made against the Patriots. So at least gives us a little bit of a thought, well, maybe we can utilize some of that early in the season.
Okay, I get that. It's interesting.
As a what? As a Wildcat quarterback? Is that what we're talking about?
Well, the comments from yesterday, which I think might be, And that was a good explanation by Todd there. But he was asked if would there be a package of plays against Jacksonville, and he said, could be. There could be a package where we have him. And then he was asked, could you have three quarterbacks? And he said, I know that's the word, possibly. It's possible that we could use him in that. Is three too many quarterbacks for a Sunday? The follow-up was yesterday. Well, I don't know if we could afford it. It'd be nice to have five or six quarterbacks up, but three is a lot. Would you be stunned if Talen was the number two quarterback and Shador was the number three, the emergency quarterback? I'd be stunned.
I would be too. If he was going to do it, though, it'd be the first 2 weeks on the road to do it. You can't pull that off at home. I don't think you
pull. Why not? You think Talen would get booed because he's not Shador if he had to go into the game?
No, I think, first of all, I mean, Talen hasn't had that many reps.
No, he played barely half of football in the preseason.
And hardly got any of the
first team. Well, little rep in practice.
I'm trying to get Talen on the field as an athlete. So he doesn't want to go on the field as an athlete. He wants to go on as a quarterback. But if you could throw two quarterbacks out there on one play and let him line up as a I don't know what I'm having him line up as. I think there's probably some sort of gimmick play you could use to get him on the field.
Yeah, but Andy,
he's got a ton of talent.
But if you didn't use him at quarterback in the preseason and didn't play him anywhere else, how in the world could you possibly put him in an NFL game at, say, wide receiver or running back?
Because you practice it all week. Because you get him ready for it.
I don't know, man.
I agree. It's a gadget. It's a gimmick play. I'm not saying. The odds would be less than 2%.
I'm letting the kid play quarterback all year long. Whether it's in practice.
As a starting quarterback week one? No, you're not saying that.
He's not. He is a quarterback all year for me. He's in the quarterback meetings. He's not bouncing back and forth to the wide receiver group. He's playing quarterback. And let's see what he does.
I just don't know. If he's if there's a package for him, you're right, Jeff, that that Shador would be probably on the inactive list as the third-string emergency quarterback.
Yeah.
I don't. There's no NFL official stat on it, but I don't know especially with the third quarterback rule, why would any NFL team give up that extra player for special teams to dress three quarterbacks in a game?
Because you think it gives you a better chance to win.
You're going to have three active quarterbacks on your team.
Those
guys don't normally play special teams, so unless one of them is a holder.
They won't.
So now you're talking about two guys on a 53-man roster with inactives on a Saturday when you know the league allows you to have an emergency quarterback. If your first two quarterbacks can't come back into play, like, why in the world would you have three active quarterbacks on a game day?
I wouldn't.
Doesn't make any sense.
But he said that's a lot. He also didn't say it was out of the question.
Right? He also is making Jacksonville think.
Sure, which is not a bad thing.
Yeah.
Quarterback has obviously been the storyline for this team, but there's more to it than that. The Morning Boys asked Todd about some of the other position groups that he would like to see. We're going to hear what he had to say about those coming up. And Mary Kay Cabot's going to join us at 11 o'clock right here on Baskin and Phelps. I just looked up at the television screen. And I saw my buddy Don Arslanian from Arslanian Brothers, and he was standing in front of an area rug. And Arslanian Brothers, of course, the company that you need in Northeast Ohio for cleaning in your home. Expert cleaning of carpets, of area rugs, and even your grout and your furniture. But I've been out at their facility, and they have this machine to clean area rugs. And it's a unique machine. There aren't very many of them in the country. And it's fascinating to watch how this is done. And then they have a drying room where they hang these up. Arslanian Brothers can also repair, expert repair of your area rugs. And if you've ever had a problem with an area rug, you know how difficult it is to try and get those things fixed. Arslanian Brothers can do that for you. They have experts in area rugs, and it'll make it look brand new. I've taken mine out there, and they've cleaned them for me. They look phenomenal. They've done a great, great job. Arslanian Brothers has been in business for 67 years in Northeast Ohio, 67 years. And they do it by having great pride in their work, great pride in their family. Second generation ownership right now of the Arslanians and third generation of employees, Arslanians, working in the business. So when your name's on the business, And that comes with a whole different level of pride than the normal job. And they have that at Arslanian Brothers. Check them out at ArslanianBrothers.com. You can go to ArslanianBrothers.com and get discount coupons.
When there's news that affects the Cleveland sports fan, Daryl Ryder is on top of every headline. Listen to his reports on the station with the most local sports talk in town. 92.3 The Fan, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store.
That'll be $54.52.
Perfect. Grab the bags, honey. Mom, why do you always check your phone before we pay?
I'm just claiming my cash back on the Upside app. Since we're getting a $10 bonus on groceries here and we filled up the car on the way, we already earned enough this morning to pay for some extra treats you can bring to school this week.
Wait, so the app pays for snacks?
Not exactly, but the cash I earn on stuff we need helps us pay for the stuff we want. It's just a little win for our family every week.
With Upside, you can earn cash back on your everyday essentials and back-to-school favorites. The free app also gets you cash back on routine purchases, like gas and dining out, at more than 100,000 locations nationwide. No points, no rebates, just cash back straight to your wallet. Download the free Upside app and use promo code HANDBOOK to get a $10 bonus on your first purchase. That's promo code HANDBOOK to get a $10 bonus. Remember, use promo code HANDBOOK.
Offers vary by user and location at participating merchants. Go to Upside.com for terms and conditions.
Guys, let's talk about Blue Chew, the number one brand for better sex. And Blue Chew just dropped something crazy, Blue Chew Gold. And Blue Chew Gold gets your brain and body on the same page. Other options just help blood flow, but Gold combines four ingredients into one powerful tablet. Two of those ingredients maximize blood flow, and the other two boost arousal and intimacy in the brain. Guys, let's get out of your head and perform in bed with Blue Chew Gold. Don't settle for a half solution. If you want a complete experience in the bedroom, go to BlueChew.com. Blue Chew Gold gets your brain and body on the same page. Other options just help blood flow, but Gold combines four ingredients into one powerful tablet. Discover your options at BlueChew.com. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. Right now, when you buy 2 months of Blue Chew Gold, you get the third for free with promo code NICKW. That's promo code NICKW, all one word. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information.
Hey everybody, Anthony Lima for Expert Renovations. They build for a lifetime. Expert Renovations Lifetime Protection Plan is a promise of quality workmanship and total peace of mind. Whether it's a new metal roof or complete exterior siding and window overhaul, your home is now built to protect and backed for life, which means they return year after year after year to ensure their work stands tall. Call today, 440-745-5933 for a free, no obligation consultation or expertrenovationsllc.com. Tell them Lima sent ya.
What's the most fun you can have with your helmet on? Try on a brand new Honda Pioneer 1000 on sale at Just for Fun Honda Powerhouse in Middlefield. With a Honda Pioneer 1000, there's room to take friends and family. And with low, low interest rates...
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging with 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at Prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Now's the best time to ride red. For your safety, read the owner's manual, wear a helmet and eye protection, always wear your seatbelt, and keep the side nets and doors closed. Honda Pioneers are for drivers 16 years and older. Make your best deal at Just for Fun Honda. JustForFunHonda.com.
Nick Wilson here for my friends at Bookman & Son. The no is okay approach and the best bedside manner in the business. Those are some of the things you can expect when you buy jewelry from Bookman & Son in Brecksville. I should know. My first jewelry buying experience wasn't a pleasant one. I thought that's how it went. And then I met Josh and his team of awesome customer service associates. And guys, I'm not going to buy jewelry any other way. It really is that simple. No pressure, just helpful, knowledgeable customer service. Find out for yourself in Brecksville or online at BookmanandSon.com.
Back again.
In the studio.
Pooker's Design Center.
Our podcast.
Podcast, whatever you want to call it. Should we start a Pooker's podcast?
Cleveland Legends. Ari, it's almost back to school time, Ari.
When it's back to school time and you have to get those kids in bed on time and woken up on time, your blinds can help.
Yeah.
Room darkening, light filtering, it will help with their sleep schedule.
And you can watch your TV during the middle of the day without sun glare, right?
Or if you're a late sleeper, you work a different shift, you need that true light blocking. We have options for that too here at Pooker's.
It's probably good for your mental health.
Absolutely. A good night's rest goes a long way.
What deals do you have?
So we have 12 months, no interest financing, and also 5% off when you mention the radio ad.
You guys will take care of everything, and they can go just worry about back to school shopping for supplies, right?
We'll do the rest. You can reach out to us anytime, 440-234-0991, Pookers.com, or come in and see us at Berea or Broadview Heights.
Listen to 92.3 The Fan on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn app.
2020 Sports brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers. This September, get 5 years, 0% financing, special savings on all Verizio engagement and wedding rings during Scheiben Jewelers All Bridal Month. RSVP at ScheibenJewelers.com. A lot of folks not happy about it, but Deshaun Watson will be the Browns' starting quarterback, at least for now. Head coach Todd Monken in chatting with Ken and Anthony today here on 92.3 The Fan and what led to the final decision.
It was the full body of work. I think that was probably it. Each of the quarterbacks, all four of them, had moments where you thought, okay, it's pretty good. And there were moments that, you know, weren't nearly what we had hoped for. But the other thing was operating on the road in Jacksonville led us to that.
Browns off today, back to practice tomorrow. Browns kicking off the regular season this Sunday in Jacksonville. Catch the game right here on 92.3 The Fan. Guardians continue their series in Baltimore tonight after losing the opener on Monday 6-4. Tanner Bibee gets the start. He comes into the contest with a record of 5-15, a 4.06 ERA. Guardians open Chase the Lauders back in the lineup. He's missed the last three games, sprained right wrist. On Monday, skipper Steve Vo did say DeLauder was feeling better, but still considered day-to-day. New York Yankees activating Aaron Judge off the injured list on Monday night. He's expected to be in the lineup for tonight's game against Colorado. Judge has been out the last 3 months, recovering from a rib injury. New York currently holds the top wild card spot in the American League. Want to catch highlights from The Fan from earlier today? Get over to 92.3thefan.com or favorite 92.3 The Fan on the Odyssey app for all today's headline segments. Headline sports news every 20 minutes right here on 92.3 The Fan. From the University Hospital Sports Desk, I'm Jeff Thomas.
You can listen to The Fan anytime, anywhere on the free Odyssey app or by telling your smart speaker to play us, 92.3 The Fan. And now, of course, on YouTube, including the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima, 6 to 10, Baskin and Phelps, 10 to 2, Afternoon Drive, Nick Wilson, Jonathan Pito, and 2 to 7. It's each and every weekday on the 92.3 The Fan YouTube channel. You can subscribe to that channel for free. You can watch all the best content from our favorite shows on The Fan live and on demand right now. Ladies and gentlemen, I've mentioned he's the most generous man in America. Andy Baskin just saved my butt.
Why? That didn't really save your butt.
He ran out to his car, got a spare pair of reading glasses.
Yes.
And brought them in for me.
Yes.
I have prescription reading glasses.
Mm-hmm.
They're, I don't need glasses to see, but to read, yes. And so I have some glasses that, you know, have specific prescription for it. They're fabulous. And they're sitting at home on my counter.
Are those strong enough for you then or no?
Yeah, they're good enough.
Are they? I can't.
Yeah, thank you.
I start getting headaches. It's just weird on you.
I don't need them that badly.
Well, reading glasses.
I mean, I was getting through the first 45 minutes okay. But, you know, I'd have got to squint too many times.
Yeah, reading glasses are more about the muscle in your eye than they are about the correction of the lens near sight first.
Ladies and gentlemen, Andy Baskin.
As they told me.
Wow. That was really good, man.
As there they told Jeff me Thomas. When I had LASIK eye surgery in, what year was that? When did we start at Fox? 20? We were 2000?
You were 2000. I was 2003.
So it was crazy. There was a mad run. By the way, I didn't give you the Devo glasses because I didn't bring them with me.
Yeah.
I've been over-wearing them and one of the screws came loose.
Oh, no.
So I got to buy one of those tiny screwdrivers.
Oh, man.
Okay. Because I like them, or I could just order like 10 more pairs of them for $5 like I got last time.
By the way, our buddy Travis Hafner is joining us at 1 o'clock.
Pronk's with us?
Yeah.
He's giving up time from the kids, coaching kids to do this?
And coming up at noon, we're going to play Devil's Advocate with the Browns.
Is a game show thing we're doing? Or?
It's going to make people really happy. And then when we play Devil's Advocate, we're going to make them really mad.
I just don't feel like there's really happy going into the season.
Oh, there will be happy.
Is the bar anywhere for really happy? Maybe wide receiver? Maybe Jared Verse?
Well, until we play Devil's Advocate.
Well, now you got to be thinking.
Yeah, so that's coming up at noon. Todd Monken was on the morning show with Ken and Anthony. And we've heard him talk about Deshaun Watson. We've heard him talk about Shadur and Taylen Green. There are other aspects of this football team other than just quarterback. I don't know if people are aware of that or not. It's true.
It's true.
The boys asked Todd, what position group is he most excited to see?
I'm really excited about the young wideouts and looking forward to those guys playing. Obviously, we've seen it in training camp. We've seen the plays that they've made, but it is completely different. Going and playing games where it counts. So I'm excited to watch those guys.
I'm with them.
Ding, 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 ding.
I'm with them.
It is the single biggest reason to watch this team this year. To see what if the wide receiver, if they can get the ball.
I can't come up with an argument against
it. If they can get the ball, what they can do with it, it's going to be fun.
I can't even argue that. And not just Casey Concepcion and Denzel Boston. I want to see Isaiah Bond this year. And he's had a full year to sink in. You know what else? I want to see Jerry Jeudy with other talent at wide receiver. You know, Jerry had a great year his first year here, and not as great the last 2 years, I believe it is. But his first year here, he had a 1,000-yard season. He was really good. And I'm curious to see what happens to him when there are other players at his position who occupy a defense. Does Jerry get loose a little bit more? Does Jerry become more of a threat? Does the defense not focus on him? And I wonder if I wonder how it might help him. Because I think it will. Todd was also asked by the boys this morning, is there a group that he has some concerns about?
I don't really have any position group that keeps me up at night because of what I've seen on a daily basis. I know we're going to get our players best. And I've just seen it every day. Nothing would lead me to believe that come Sunday that we won't get that out of our players.
Good answer. don't put anybody on alert.
I can't wait till he answers that question after the game on Sunday. Okay, what team's going to keep you up tonight?
Yeah.
Right? Or Monday, what team kept him up overnight on Sunday? Yeah, what position? I think it's going to be offensive line. Sorry, kids. It's not because of talent. It's because of lack of live four-quarter, you know, wire-to-wire football for five guys that have never played together before in a real game.
You mentioned offensive line. Morning Boys did as well, and they asked Todd about the new offensive line making its debut on Sunday.
Bringing in, three veteran players that have all played at a high level, and then to add three guys in the draft, along with bringing Tevin back, I think really helps solidify that group. But I'm excited to see them play.
I am too, because I want to see if they can do it.
Yeah, that's exactly why.
Now,
for four quarters of every play counts.
Yeah. When we play Devil's Advocate, I have some offensive line information that you're going to find telling.
When are we playing Devil's Advocate? I want to play this game. Oh, you got to wait another hour and 11 minutes.
It's in the noon hour. There's some offensive line information that I have that's going to be telling, and you might not like it very much.
Oh, great. Thanks.
But it's true.
I just know that NFL teams that put five new guys out there, or even four new guys out there, from one year to another, traditionally do not make the playoffs. That's not... Go back and look at how often it happens. It does not happen. Chicago did have a nice run with it last year, but rebuilding an entire offensive line, even if you have two out of five, your odds are going to be better that you're going to be okay or decent. When you add, when you're talking about you know, bringing in five new guys, and I've said, you know, before, they're not going to be the Rockettes' kick line. That's for sure.
No, they're not. The delay, it just seems, and it really isn't, it seems like there's such a long delay from the end of the preseason to the first regular season game for the Browns.
So I'm kind of happy that we got a game tomorrow.
Well,
even to get Wednesday,
we're going to start rolling that out. But I must tell you, I don't have a feel for what this team's going to look like on the field. Do you? I mean, I would like to think that they've made some improvements, but some of the improvements are so they're keeping their fingers crossed on so many young guys stepping up and doing a job that they haven't really done before. And I just if it looks really, really good, I think we'd be surprised. And if it looks really, really bad, I'd be surprised as well. I think they're gonna struggle to win football games this year, but I think they'll be a little more competitive because of some of the young talent that's been added to the team.
Jeff, they've got to move the ball down. They've got to score more than 14 points. They've got to get to 20, 21, 22, 23 points.
Well, you know, in other words,
that's the problem.
Have a real offense.
Yeah, but I like the only thing I can count on right now in the offense is, and I can't even count on because I don't know what the offensive line is going to look like. Like, I feel strong about Quinshon Judkins. I feel good about Dylan Sampson, and even Raheem Sanders in the preseason looked good, but I can't take preseason actions and interpret them into regular season play. And I mean, how many times have you watched a team in preseason and said, wow, they look great. This is good. They're going to be good. And then you're watching the first game of the season, like, I don't even know this team, right? It happens all the time.
Yeah. Well, they drafted eight guys on offense this year. You know, they barely touched the defensive side of the ball in the draft, just two guys, Emmanuel McNeil Warren and Justin Jefferson. But Fano, Concepcion, Boston, Barber, Brailsford, Joe Royer, who's not here, so that doesn't work. Taylen Green, Carson Ryan, who we should see on the field. I mean, they put assets into the offense. And they did it last year, too, and they needed to. So we'll see what they can do when you get to a real deal.
I think the interesting play is on defense, where, you know, what they brought in, we have three rookies on defense this year, right? Jefferson, McNeil Warren, and Pride, right? The nickelback. So, you know, your defensive starters are all, you know, you had two new names in Jared Verse and Quincy Williams, but otherwise these guys were here last year. So yep. I actually think
defensive backfield comes back intact.
Yeah,
starters.
I'm looking forward to see what they do on defense because the guys truly do know each other. Is Carson Schwarzenegger going to be a little rusty?
Yeah, I don't know.
To start the first game of the season.
I was just thinking about him.
I don't know if that's how that's going to play out, but I just think that rather than watching one guy come up with all the sacks, I think you're going to see a defensive front that's going to have a little bit of a different look, obviously, because you lost Myles Garrett, but more diversity, I think, in the sack totals. Like, I think you'll see.
Yeah, I would think that.
Yeah.
You're not going to have somebody get 23 again.
Yeah, it's one guy doing all the work.
Getting the guy.
Yeah, so I think Verse is going to get his. I think McGuire's going to get his. I think, you know, Collins will get his and Graham.
Hopefully Mason Graham has a little more push.
Yeah, so I am looking forward to that.
We're going to play devil's advocate in the noon hour. And again, there's some stuff on the offensive line that Andy's going to not like. So that'll be good. Along with other good things, Mary Kay Cabot, PlainDealerCleveland.com, joining us next right here on Baskin and Phelps.
This is an Odyssey Sports Minute.
The New England Patriots signing star corner Christian Gonzalez to a four-year deal that makes him the highest-paid corner in the NFL. Great news for the Patriots ahead of tomorrow night's season opener on the road in Seattle in a Super Bowl 60 rematch. And I think New England's going to take care of business in this game, at the very least cover the spread, if not win the game outright. New England secondary healthy, Seattle secondary not so much. I like the Pats. I'm Nick Costos.
I love days like these at the pool, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. I'm ready to make a splash with clearer skin thanks to SKYRIZI, risankizumab RIZA. SKYRIZI is a prescription-only injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. At 4 months, most people saw 90% clearer skin when measured from head to toe, and many were even 100% plaque-free. People also saw significant improvement in psoriasis symptoms of pain, redness, itching, and burning.
Don't use if allergic to SKYRIZI. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
Now there's nothing on my skin, thanks to SKYRIZI, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about SKYRIZI, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. Visit SKYRIZI.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Is reviewing life insurance on your to-do list? Now's the perfect time to add it. A friend recently told me that securing life insurance sooner rather than later can help you lock in lower rates for years to come. So, I bumped this up on my list and got it done. I called SelectQuote and couldn't believe how easy and affordable life insurance is. I'm 40 and got a $500,000 policy for $16 a month. My husband's also 40 and his $500,000 policy was only $18 a month. Plus, with SelectQuote's same-day coverage, there was no medical exam required, and we were covered by the time we hung up. Knowing I have this checked off my list feels amazing, but the peace of mind knowing my family is protected feels even better.
Call SelectQuote at 1-800-329-1010. That's 1-800-329-1010. Or go to SelectQuote.com to get your free quote today. That's 1-800-329-1010. Details on example rate at SelectQuote.com.
All guests appear on the 92.3 The Fan Hotline, powered by Wise Hard Right. We make it right. Call Kyle Wright.
If you dread dealing with your insurance company more than you dread running out of buffalo chicken dip...
Guess I should have made more.
At a Browns watch party, you're hosting. And it's only the first quarter.
Crudité, anyone? Anybody?
Then you might have insuranoia. And if you have insuranoia, then you should get NJM. They go to great lengths to do what's best for their policyholders. NJM, official partner of the Cleveland Browns. Insurance underwritten by NJM Insurance Company and its subsidiaries.
Mike Rowe here with another random fact. Those cracks on your walls aren't just cosmetic. They could mean your home is sinking. Whether it's drywall cracks, exterior cracks, or sticking doors or windows, do yourself a favor. Call Groundworks. I spent some time working with these guys, and they're the real deal. Their people are trained and certified to stabilize your foundation. Ohio Basement Authority is now Groundworks. Schedule a free inspection.
Licensed in all states where work is performed. See website for details.
Woo! C-Town is turning orange and brown. Are you kidding me? It's football time in Northeast Ohio. Coach Mike, Big Dog the Battle here from Nissan and Arthumsa and I-90 Nissan. And we're ready to go on and every brand new Nissan. Stop in and huddle up with my DB, Deal Belza. And he'll kick off your deal with this great play. Save up to $1,000 off a new Nissan in a snap. And you can even extend the play for years to come. We've got the right game plan for you to score APRs as low as 0%. It's like free money. Every member of our big Nissan team is ready to get you into the end zone and make you a winner. So it's the two-minute drill, and the clock is running out. So hurry in. Get off the sidelines. Get in the game. Only at Nissan and North Olmsted, and a North Olmsted Auto Mile, and I-9 and Nissan in Sheffield Village. Because the deals are so good. Man, they're doggone fantastic. Start drawing up your next perfect play online at BigNissan.com.
If you weren't thinking about getting engaged last year and you are this year, it's the yearly event you cannot miss. The Rock the Ring Bridal Event is back September 11th and 12th at Peter & Company Jewelers in Avon Lake. Hundreds of engagement rings and wedding bands to choose from. 2 days only where you can get 15%.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.